Hi, Lauren Balogun. Welcome to this edition of the Arsenal Audio Matchday Programme.
Arsenal under-18s versus Manchester City under-18s. Tuesday, 4th of April, 2023. Kickoff, 7 p.m. The contents. Word from Edu. Jack Wilshere. Academy News. Arsenal pen picks. Road to the semis. Meet the Manchester City under-18s. Arsenal player feature. And teams.
A word from Edu. Good evening and welcome to Emirates Stadium. It's been a really exciting season across the club, and Jack and Mehmet's young teams have certainly played their part. Just take a look at the under-18 team's journey to the semi-final of the FA Youth Cup. The players have shown resilience, character and above all, plenty of quality to reach this stage of the competition. They deserve a lot of credit for that. But I know they'll all be incredibly determined to write another chapter and reach the final. My role as sporting director now extends to overseeing the academy, and I've been very impressed with what I've seen so far. There's much talent coming through. Hopefully we'll see it on display tonight. At the heart of it all, driving constant development both on the pitch and off it is the tireless work of Per Mertesacker and the coaching staff. There's a huge desire to maximise the capacity of the individuals we have, both as footballers and as people. I'm really proud of the work that goes on every day at Hale End and at London Colney. It's in this club's DNA to bring players through the youth system. It was the case in my playing days when I lined up alongside the likes of Tony Adams, Martin Keown, Ray Parler and Ashley Cole, plus Cesc Fabregas, who was coming through too. But this club's tradition of trusting young players goes back a lot further than that. It's always been the Arsenal way. Players like Charlie George, Liam Brady and Pat Rice are evidence. What's brilliant now is the youngsters have plenty of relatable role models to emulate. Just look at Bukayo Saka, Eddie Nketiah, Emile Smith-Rowe, Reece Nelson, and the paths they've trodden to reach the first team. It's the same in the women's team too, with Leah Williamson and Lottie Wubben-Moy. Both examples of that. You'll notice that we're celebrating youth being core to our identity with our Future Brilliance artwork, which has gone up as part of our overall new designs on the side of Emirates Stadium. This is something we are very proud that everyone can see and enjoy when they come to the stadium. The message is clear. If the talent is there and the attitude and application match the ability, young players will get their opportunity to shine. Jack Wilshere is a fine example. I feel Jack is the perfect person to lead our under-18s, both because of his history as a player here, but also because he knows exactly what it takes to win this competition, having done so in 2009. I know that, together with his staff, Jack will have prepared the team in the best possible way for this evening's match. What's also clear is the difference all of us inside the stadium can make tonight. The FA Youth Cup means so much to these players. Let's play our part in making sure it's a night to remember for them all. Enjoy the game.
Jack Wilshere. Our under-18s head coach Jack Wilshere on the FA Youth Cup run so far. His memories of playing in the competition and tonight's challenge. As a club, we naturally always target the FA Youth Cup. It's difficult because it starts in December, and in all honesty, before then it's not really in your thoughts. We had a nice start to the competition against Millwall, but the matches since then have been really tough for us. That's so good for the boys because it helps them to learn a lot, and quickly. We've suffered a lot in this competition. We've come from behind often and had difficult moments in games, especially against Cambridge in the last round. I'm so happy we managed to win that game because it gives us another chance to play at Emirates Stadium and show the supporters what we can do. I didn't think we were at our best against Cambridge, but we found a way, which is important. Sometimes at Arsenal, people will question how you react to teams who make it difficult for us. Cambridge performed well and we had to mix it up and play a different way. We had to find a way to win the game. You must do that in this competition. And looking ahead, the players are going to need to do that each week if they want to have professional careers. You're not always going to play pretty football, but you need to find a way to win. I remember walking into the dressing room at half-time in the fifth-round match at Watford. We were 2-0 down, and I just told the players to look around the room at the quality around them. I told them we were one goal away from winning the game comfortably, and that's a special ingredient for a group to have. Even when we're 2 goals down, we know we're still in the game. It happened against Cambridge too. We went behind midway through the second half, but came straight back and won a penalty. This team have something in their character that people can't give them. You either have it or you don't, and this group has it. Manchester City will make it tough for us tonight. They're clearly a good side. I went to watch them in the last round when they beat Oxford. The philosophy throughout the whole club is to play like the first team, dominate the ball and try to create overloads around the pitch. We're going to need to be good defensively and remain alive in every single moment, but we definitely have players and a team that can hurt them if we get into our flow. We have to be on it through every action in the game, and make sure we stay together. I still remember winning this competition in 2009, and, thinking about it, there's still a connection with my teammates even now. I always keep an eye on how they're doing. It's special to win a competition together. This group feels like a family. There's a lot of unity that helps in situations when you find yourselves behind in matches and you look across and see your mate there next to you, in the knowledge he'd run through a brick wall for you. You need that in this competition. When I won it, we had a really good team, but we also had that bite. We went away to Tottenham and won, and we did the same at Man City. We beat Liverpool over 2 legs in the final. You need quality, but what's important for me is the connection within the team. It's definitely an exciting time at the club right now. When I retired, a lot of people said to me that I could have carried on playing. I had some options to do that, but this opportunity came up and I was excited by it. I trained with the first team, saw how Mikel works and spent time with Per to learn about his vision for the academy. And of course we all worked together closely with sporting director Edu. It excited me. For me, it was an easy decision, being part of the Arsenal family again while being in the best place to start my coaching journey. This is a great place to learn because you're around Mikel, Albert and the first team staff, plus the likes of Adam Birchall and Per. I feel those people genuinely care about me as well, which is a nice feeling to have. It's the Arsenal way to have former players come back to the club and transfer the DNA of the club on to the next generation. When I was in the youth team, Steve Bould was my manager and he was an Arsenal legend. He played for the club and knows what it means to be here. It's important that we give the players that. Adam, Julian Gray and myself have all been on different journeys with Arsenal, and that blend really helps the players. I want to finish by thanking you all for coming to support the team tonight. I watched Arsenal women reach the Champions League semi-final last week. They've done so well to get where they are, and what struck me was the positive impact the supporters inside Emirates Stadium had on the team. If we can replicate that tonight, it will help us massively. Enjoy the game.
Academy News. Final thoughts. The winner of tonight's match will reach the second leg final of the competition, where they will play either West Ham United or Southampton, who play their semi-final this Thursday at the London Stadium. The draw has already been made for the final, with Arsenal Man City coming out of the hat first, so the final will be played at either Emirates Stadium or the Etihad. It would be a 10th final for the Gunners, and we have a very good record once we reach that stage. Winners in 1966, 1971, 1988, 1994, 2000, 2001 and 2009, we have only lost at that stage twice, in 1965 and our most recent final when we lost to Chelsea in 2018. Our last victory in 2009 is particularly notable, as current coach Jack Wilshere starred for the Gunners, scoring one of the goals at Emirates in a 6-2 two-legged win over Liverpool. Manchester City are aiming for their 12th final, but their record is almost the mirror image of Arsenal's, having won just three finals, 1986, 2008 and 2020, but losing eight. Gunners midfielder Ethan Nwaneri scored both goals for England under-17s in their 2-0 win against Northern Ireland on March 25th to book their place in the under-17 Euro finals, which take place in Hungary in May. It was the talented 16-year-old's second brace in just 3 days, after he repeated the feat in an important 3-1 win over Denmark. Miles Lewis-Skelly, who also featured in both games, England under-17 qualified as one of the best 7 runners-up. Also on international duty, Amario Kozier-Dubery was on the score sheet for England under-19s as they beat Turkey 2-0 in their final UEFA under-19 Euro Elite qualifying game. Raul Walters also featured for the Young Lions, but the under-19s have just missed out on qualifying for this year's finals. Lino Sousa featured twice for England under-18s as they played 2 friendly matches over the international break, and Brooke Norton-Cuffey, currently on loan to Coventry City, featured in all 3 of England under-20s friendly games over the international break. Extra time and pens. If tonight's match is drawn after 90 minutes, 2 15-minute periods of extra time will be played. If the sides still can't be split, a penalty shootout will take place to decide the match. Alex returns from air. Centre-back Alex Kirk is returning to Arsenal after picking up an injury that has cut short his loan spell at Scottish Championship side Ayr United. The 20-year-old joined Ayr Academy aged 8 and has been a towering presence at the back, making 11 appearances for our under-21s last season. Kirk, who was named on the bench for Arsenal's 2-1 win over West Ham United last season, featured 20 times for the Scottish side, registering 2 goals and 2 assists. Under-15s in Continental Cup. England under-15s are currently in Bradenton, Florida, taking part in the Generation Adidas Cup. Taking place at the IMG Academy, the tournament is an elite global and competitive youth competition featuring MLS and renowned club academies from around the world. This year's edition sees us join the likes of Real Madrid, Valencia and Chelsea. So far we have lost to Seattle Sounders in our opening group game, but beat Charlotte FC 3-0. Our final group game sees us take on St. Louis City on Monday, April 3rd in what is a must-win game if we hope to progress to the knockout stages.
Meet Arsenal under-18s. The photograph in the print version of the programme has the caption, Captain Bradley Ibrahim leads the team out against Cambridge United last time out. Many of tonight's under-18 squad will be already familiar to Arsenal supporters, having been in and around first team duty so far this season. Indeed, one of them, attacking midfielder Ethan Nwaneri, made his Premier League debut in September against Brentford, becoming the youngest player in the history of the competition in the process. Now 16, he remains one of the creative heartbeats of Jack Wilshere's side. Left-back Lino Sousa was also in the squad against Brentford and has started all but one of our FA Youth Cup games this campaign. Our top scorer in the competition this season is winger Amario Kozier-Dubery with 5 goals, and he has been on the bench for Mikel Arteta's side several times this season, as well as featuring at Emirates Stadium in the first team's mid-season friendly against Juventus in December. Defender Raul Walters has been on the bench for our last 2 Premier League games, while midfielder Bradley Ibrahim travelled with the first team on Europa League duty. Walters and Ibrahim have started every game in the Youth Cup this season, as have schoolboy central midfielder Miles Lewis-Skelly, striker Omori Benjamin, fullback Mikhail Roshak, and goalkeeper Noah Cooper. The team is coached by Jack Wilshire, an FA Youth Cup winner himself in 2009, assisted by ex-Gunners youth players Adam Birchall and Julian Gray. Noah Cooper, goalkeeper, born Farnborough, 23rd of February 2006, joined 19th of October 2021. An athletic goalkeeper, formerly with Crystal Palace, Noah is comfortable with the ball at his feet and capable of making big saves. The former midfielder established himself as the Youth Cup keeper after preserving a clean sheet in our opening match against Millwall. Josh Robinson, defender. Born Leytonstone, 20th of December 2004, joined 3rd of March 2016. A physically imposing and assured central defender, Josh is also capable of playing at right back or as a defensive midfielder. A regular at under-18 level last season, barely missing a game, he impressed with his ability to bring the ball out from the back. Has started 3 of the 4 FA Youth Cup games. Tino Camina, defender, born London, 20th of September 2004, joined 4th of July 2013. A regular at left back at under-18 level last season, Tino has shown his versatility by playing as a central defender against Newcastle and Watford in this season's Youth Cup campaign. An Arsenal player from the age of 8, he has represented Trinidad and Tobago at under-20 level. Louis Brown, defender, born London, 19th of February 2005, joined 11th of November 2015. A committed and composed presence in the back line, Louis is from a footballing family. He is the grandson of West Ham legend Ken Brown and son of Kenny Brown, who also played for the Hammers in a long professional career. A regular for our under-18s this season, the centre-back has represented England at under-15 level. Lino Souza, defender, born Lisbon, Portugal, 15th of January 2005, joined 22nd of December 2021, signed pro January 2022. A dynamic, rapid left-back, Lino made an instant impact in the under-18s after joining from West Brom midway through last season. Already a regular for the under-21 side, in the Youth Cup he supplied two important assists in the quarter-final win over Cambridge. Recently made his debut for England under-18s. Ruel Walters, defender. Born Lambeth, 16th of December 2004. Joined 19th of October 2020. Signed pro February 2022. Ever present at centre-back in the Youth Cup this season, Ruel is determined and comfortable advancing forward, as befits a player who can also play right back. An England under-19 youth international, Ruel has been on the bench for the first team in the last two home games against Crystal Palace and Leeds. Mikhail Roszak, defender, born Bielogard, Poland, 12th of October 2005, joined 15th of May 2018. An intelligent central midfielder who has re-established himself as a right-back, the forward-thinking Poland under-18 international has been a crucial attacking contributor in the FA Youth Cup with 3 goals, including the all-important late winner over Cambridge in the quarter-finals at Emirates Stadium. Maldini Kakuri, defender, born Lewisham, 4th of October 2005, joined 4th of March 2022. A tough tackling and committed central defender who is calm and reliable in possession, Maldini is in his first full season at the club, and the Albania youth international has already featured 19 times across all competitions. Maldini was previously part of Fulham's youth setup. Bradley Ibrahim, midfielder, born Macclesfield, 21st of October 2004, joined 20th of September 2017, signed pro March 2022. Bradley has captained the side in every FA Youth Cup game so far and combines an energetic box-to-box style with an eye for goal and obvious leadership qualities. Had a great first year as scholar last term, breaking into the under-21 side and signing his first professional contract. Jimmy Gower, midfielder, born Harold Wood, 1st of October 2004, joined 28th of June 2017. Jimmy is a technically gifted central midfielder who is clever in possession and cool under pressure. The son of ex-Swansea City player Mark Gower, who played at Emirates Stadium in the Premier League, Jimmy's goal against Millwall was our first in the Youth Cup campaign. Ethan Nwaneri, midfielder, born London, 21st of March 2007, joined 7th of July 2015. Schoolboy Ethan scored our opener against Cambridge United in the quarter-final to add to the goal he scored against Millwall. A regular for England's under-18s, it's been an incredible 2022-23 for him so far. He also became the Premier League's youngest ever player at 15 years and 181 days when he came on for the first team against Brentford. Miles Lewis-Skelly, midfielder, born London, 26th of September 2006, joined 7th of July 2015. The schoolboy has played every minute in the Youth Cup this season. Specialising in surging runs through the midfield, the 16-year-old has also stepped up to the under-21s successfully this season and has established himself as part of the England under-18 set-up. Sebastian Ferdinand, forward, born Watford, 12th of January 2006, joined 7th of May 2019. An electric winger who can also play as a fullback or in midfield, Seb impresses with his precise crossing ability, pressing of defences and an eye for a goal. He has appeared in three of our Youth Cup games and scored against Newcastle in round four. Osman Kamara, forward, born London, 6th of August 2006, joined 3rd of May 2014. A fast and dynamic forward who can play as a central striker or on the wing, Osman is committed when on the press or in front of goal and has been the team's Youth Cup super sub, coming off the bench to score the winner at Newcastle and equalise against Watford. Omari Benjamin, forward, born Watford, 4th of December 2005, joined 15th of April 2019. A fast, vibrant forward who can play as a central striker or as a left winger, the Wales youth international has scored 11 league goals in 13 under-18 league appearances this season, including a hat-trick against Tottenham. He's also contributed 2 goals and 1 assist in the FA Youth Cup this term. Amari Okosie-Edubere, forward, born London, 29th of May 2005, joined 7th of October 2019, signed pro June 2022. The skillful and determined Amario is a regular starter for the under-21s and has been on the first team bench several times this season. He is also an England under-19 international and with 5 goals is our top scorer in the Youth Cup.
AFC Road to the Semis. Third round, Monday, December 19th, 2022. Arsenal 6, Millwall 0. Arsenal scorers: Gower, 13th minute. Nwaneri, 26th minute. Rozsiak, 29th minute. Kosie-Edubere, 52nd minute. Benjamin, 75th minute, 90th minute. Arsenal team: Cooper, Rozsiak, Ferdinand, 58th minute. Robinson, Brown, 77th minute. Walters, Quesada Thorne, Ibrahim, Ulad Mahan, 77th minute. Lewis Skelly, Gower, Kosie-Edubere, Nwaneri, Benjamin. Subs not used: Okonkwo, Dujak, Green, Kamara. Fourth round, Monday, February 6th, 2023. Watford 2, Arsenal 4. Arsenal scorers: Kosie-Edubere, 56th minute, 69th minute. Kamara, 64th minute. Rozsiak, 66th minute. Arsenal team: Cooper, Sousa, Rozier, Kamina, Walters, Lewis Skelly, Gower, Nwaneri, 58th minute, Ibrahim, Ferdinand, Kamara, 46th minute, Benjamin, Kosie Jubri, Kakuri, 87th minute. Subs not used. Okonkwo, Nicholas, Ulad Mahand, Roberts. Fifth round, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Newcastle United 2, Arsenal 3. Arsenal scorers: Ferdinand, 15th minute. Kosie Jubri, 44th minute. Kamara, 87th minute. Arsenal team: Cooper, Sousa, Rozier, Kamina, Walters, Lewis Skelly, Gower, Robinson, 89th minute, Ibrahim, Ferdinand, Kamara, 87th minute, Benjamin, Kosie Jubri. Subs not used: Okonkwo, Dujak, Green, Kamara. Quarter final, Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. Arsenal 3, Cambridge United 2. Arsenal scorers: Nwaneri, 10th minute, Kosie Jubri, 72nd minute, Rozier, 90th minute. Arsenal team: Cooper, Sousa, Rozier, Robinson, Walters, Lewis Skelly, Nwaneri, Kakuri, 90th minute, Ibrahim, Ferdinand, Kamara, 64th minute, Benjamin, Gower, 82nd minute, Kosie Jubri. Subs not used: Okonkwo, Nicholas, Ulad Mahand, Roberts. MCFC road to the semis. Third round, Monday, December 12th, 2022. Manchester City 3, Blackburn Rovers 0. Manchester City scorers: Dixon, 41st minute, Heskey, 78th minute, 79th minute. Manchester City team: Murray Jones, Galvez, Alain, Katongo, Lewis, Wright, 88th minute, Dada Maskell, Samuel, 80th minute, O'Reilly, Whittingham, Ndala, Dixon, Heskey, 72nd minute, Lawrence. Subs not used: Grant, Harrison, Alpha Ruprecht, Aboa Vuduo. Fourth round, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Manchester City 5, Fleetwood Town 0. Manchester City scorers: Aboa Vuduo, 6th minute, 63rd minute, 85th minute, Whittingham, 37th minute, Dixon, 50th minute. Manchester City team: Murray Jones, Galvez, Katongo, Samuel, Wright, Dada Maskell, Harrison, 60th minute, Whittingham, Aboa Vuduo, O'Reilly, Okeke, 78th minute, Ndala, Dixon, Alpha Ruprecht, 69th minute. Subs not used: Grant, Noble, Muir. Fifth round, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Manchester City 4, Brighton and Hove Albion 1. Manchester City scorers: Dixon, 14th minute, Ndala, 45th minute, O'Reilly, 75th minute, Muir, 78th minute. Manchester City team: Murray Jones, Whittingham, Alain, Katongo, Samuel, Wright, Dada Maskell, 80th minute, Aboa Vuduo, O'Reilly, Ndala, Dixon, Alpha Ruprecht, 86th minute, Lawrence, Muir, 46th minute. Subs not used: Grant, Harrison, Naylor, Simpson Pusey. Quarter final, Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Manchester City 3, Oxford United 0. Manchester City scorers: Aboa Vuduo, 20th minute, Dixon, 66th minute, 69th minute. Manchester City team: Murray Jones, Galvez, Alain, Katongo, Samuel, Wright, 77th minute, Dada Maskell, Alpha Ruprecht, O'Reilly, 60th minute, Okeke, Oguru, 69th minute, Aboa Vuduo, Ndala, Dixon, Subs Not Used, Grant, Simpson Pusey, Harrison, Muir.
Meet Man City Under-18s. Manchester City's progress so far in this season's FA Youth Cup has been emphatic and comfortable, but tonight they face their first away trip of the campaign. After starting with a 3-0 win at home to Blackburn, they saw off Brighton 4-1, Fleetwood Town 5-0 and Oxford United 3-0, all at their academy stadium. That's 15 goals scored and only one conceded so far, with striker Will Dixon having netted in every round. He bagged a brace last time out, with Justin Oboavwudio also on target against Oxford. Oboavwudio had earlier netted a hat-trick against Fleetwood, a game in which goalkeeper George Murray-Jones saved a penalty with a score at 1-0. Indeed, the only goal City have conceded so far was a penalty against Brighton in the fourth round, but goals from Dixon, Joel Ndala, Nico O'Reilly and Ashton Muir secured a comfortable win. Back in December, Jaden Heskey had scored a brace as City started their campaign in style against Blackburn Rovers. So it's clear that head coach Ben Wilkinson has plenty of attacking talent to call upon tonight. Former non-league footballer Wilkinson is the son of former Leeds manager Howard Wilkinson and took over City's under-18s ahead of last season. He has led his side to second place in the under-18 Premier League North table and is looking to win City's fourth FA Youth Cup and their first since 2020. George Murray-Jones, goalkeeper. Born London, 27th October 2004. Joined 2021. The commanding keeper joined from Southend United in the summer of 2021. In his first season, he made 13 appearances in the run to winning the under-18s Premier League title. He has yet to concede from open play in the Youth Cup run so far. Lakhayel Samuel, defender, born Manchester, 6th of May 2006, joined 2014. Having joined the academy aged 8, Samuel is a composed defender, comfortable both at centre-back and right-back. After signing his scholarship in July 2022, he has played a big role as part of City's back four in their cup run. He is the son of former Aston Villa defender Jaloid Samuel. Jadel Katongo, defender, born Manchester 14th of September 2004, joined 2012. The under-18s captain has been a key part of his age group teams, from the under-9s up to his current position in the under-21s. The central defender featured regularly for the under-18s in their 2020-21 title-winning campaign. He made his first appearance for the Man City first team in a December friendly against Girona. Max Alain, defender, born Bristol 21st July 2005, joined October 2021. Joining from Southampton's academy in 2021, the central defender has established a solid partnership with Katongo and is comfortable playing off either foot. The England under-18 international's comfort on the ball means he can also be deployed as a central midfielder. Thomas Galvez, defender. Born London 28th January 2005, joined July 2021. Galvez joined the Blues in July 2021 after progressing through the Watford Academy. He is a fullback who loves bombing forward and is very comfortable in possession. The left-back made his senior debut for the Finland national team in January. Isaiah Dedemaskol, defender. Born Manchester 24th May 2006. Joined 2014. Another player who has progressed through every academy age group, Dedemaskol signed his scholarship in July 2022. The central defender's ball-playing abilities have seen him deployed in defensive midfield, where he has netted twice and set up two for City this season. Jacob Wright, midfielder, born 21st September 2005, joined 2013. Wright has been at the club since the age of 8 and signed his scholarship last summer. The holding midfielder, who can also play at right back, is strong at breaking up play and intelligent in his distribution. He has featured in all City's FA Youth Cup games so far this season. Matthew Whittingham, midfielder, born St. Helens, 24th October 2004, joined 2015. The versatile midfielder joined the club in 2015 and has progressed to sign a scholarship in July 2021. He is comfortable across a number of midfield positions as well as at left back. A consistent attacking threat, he has registered 7 goals and 11 assists in 17 league games this season. Michael Okeke, midfielder, born Manchester, 16th October 2005, joined 2015. The box-to-box midfielder has progressed through the academy, having initially joined from Bolton Wanderers at the age of 10. Okeke, who has Hungarian and English citizenship, catches the eye with his ability to dribble through midfield. Nico O'Reilly, midfielder, born Manchester, 21st of March 2005, joined 2013. Nico has progressed through the City age group since the age of 8 and was a regular component of the 2021-22 under-18 Premier League winning team. He can play in a variety of forward positions, but the England under-18 international is most often deployed centrally as an attacking midfielder. Justin Obuawudio, forward, born Manchester, 23rd August 2006, joined 2014. Joining the club aged 8, the forward is lethal in front of goal, and this was underlined with his hat-trick in the 5-0 win over Fleetwood Town in the fourth round. He has also scored the opener in the quarter-final win over Oxford United. Joel Ndala, forward, born Manchester, 31st of May 2006, joined 2016. A skillful winger, always willing to take on defenders, utilising his blistering pace to great effect. He has 12 goals and 6 assists in 17 league games for City this season. The England under-18 international also netted in the fourth round of the Youth Cup against Brighton. Will Dixon, forward, born Liverpool, 25th November 2004, joined 2015. A consistent goal scorer for the youth sides over the years, the versatile forward also links play well. Now established in the under-21 side with 7 goals in 16 appearances this season, Dixon has scored in every FA Youth Cup game this season for City, notching 5 goals in all. Farid Alferupecht, forward, born Hamburg, 28th of March 2006, joined August 2022. A recent signing from Hamburg, the Germany under-17 international is a creative winger, capable of both linking the play and taking on players one-on-one. He has registered 3 goals and 3 assists in the under-18's Premier League this season. Ashton Muir, forward, born Manchester, 8th of December 2005, joined 2013. The Scotland under-17 international has a long association with the club, having joined aged 8. He is an intelligent forward-thinking player capable out wide as well as in central areas. He was on target for the Blues against Brighton in the fourth round. Jaden Heskey, forward, born Manchester, 17th December 2005, joined 2013. Son of former England international Emil, Heskey has been with City's academy since the age of 8. He has a natural ability to link the play as well as score goals. He scored twice in the third round against Blackburn Rovers. Younger brother Regan is also in the City academy.
Player feature, Mikhail Rozhiak. We hear from defender Mikhail Rozhiak about his all-important late winner against Cambridge in the last round, what we can expect from tonight's opponents, and the spirit of the squad. The beginning of the season was frustrating for me because I was playing well and had a very good pre-season with the under-18s, but I got an injury that kept me out for some time. However, since I've come back, I feel refreshed, energised, and I can see improvements every game. I love getting forward as a fullback, and I've managed to score goals and get a few assists, which I hope to continue as we come toward the business end of the season. Making my Premier League 2 debut was a great experience for me. It's something I am always working towards, and I hope to make more appearances next season. It's a higher level and a step up to play for the older boys, but it's a fantastic experience to learn. This starts from before the game and how they prepare, and it's all part of our development, but I'm always ready for the challenge. Jack's a brilliant coach for me. He's very encouraging and he really understands us as players. Being a former player himself and playing at the highest level, we learn so much and bounce off the energy that he brings. There are numerous parts of my game where I have seen improvement, and a large part of it is down to Jack constantly encouraging me and pushing me to the level I know I can get to. We are all excited and looking forward to the FA Youth Cup semi-final. We know how big this game is, and we go into the game with confidence, knowing that we'll have an amazing Emirates crowd behind us. There will probably be some nerves beforehand, but that is a natural feeling. The experience of playing at Emirates Stadium in the quarters will help us as we embark on another huge game. When I got on the pitch against Cambridge, the nerves turned into adrenaline, and at the end of the day, we're just playing football, so it becomes easier when you play the game and not the occasion. The cup run, in a nutshell, has been a crazy one to say the least. From being 2-0 down against Watford at half-time to winning 4-2, and then being 2-1 down against Cambridge to win 3-2, just shows the character and the fighting team spirit this team has. We never know when we're beaten, and we will never give up. This is the same mentality that we are going to bring to the semi-final. Jack always encourages us and emphasises the need to battle, and no matter what the score, we're going to fight to the end. Scoring the winner in the quarter-final against Cambridge was an unreal feeling. To score at Emirates is one thing, but to score the winner in front of the fans, that's every child's dream, and I was so happy. I literally didn't know what to do. But I was happier for the team, as we work so hard every day and we deserve to be here. I was also relieved as well, because we had put so much effort in, and an extra 30 minutes would have been hard, but thank goodness I was able to score from Lino Souza's amazing pass. However, there's still plenty of work to do, and we're going to take each game at a time. It was an amazing feeling to beat Cambridge, but that's in the past now. We need to look forward and focus on Manchester City as they're our next opponent. They're a talented team, and it's going to be an even bigger task to overcome them. But we always believe, and with our fantastic home crowd cheering us on, we know they'll be with us every step of the way to drag us over the finish line.
Arsenal versus Manchester City. Teams. For Arsenal, head coach Jack Wilshere. Shirt, red with white sleeves. Shorts, white. Socks, red. Goalkeepers, Noah Cooper, Brian Okonkwo. Defenders, Louis Brown, Maldini Kakuri, Josh Nichols, Tino Carmina, Elian Casada Thorne, Josh Robinson, Mikhail Roshak, Lino Sousa, Ruel Walters. Midfielders, Harrison Duciak, Jimmy Gower, Bradley Ibrahim, Miles Lewis Skelly, Ishmael Ulad-Mhand, Matthias Roberts. Forwards, Omari Benjamin, Amario Kozier-Dubri, Sebastian Ferdinand, Khalil Green, Osman Kamara, Ethan Nwaneri. For Manchester City, head coach Ben Wilkinson. Shirt, light blue. Shorts, white. Socks, light blue. Goalkeepers, True Grant, George Murray-Jones. Defenders, Max Alain, Isaiah Dada-Maskol, Thomas Galvez, Jadel Katonga, Rico Lewis, Sebastian Naylor, Kian Noble, Lakeel Samuel, Jamal Simpson-Pusey. Midfielders, Alfie Harrison, Michael Okeke, Nico O'Reilly, Matthew Whittingham, Jacob Wright. Forwards, Farid Alpha Ruprecht, Will Dixon, Jaden Heskey, Emilio Lawrence, Ashton Muir, Joel Ndala, Justin Abardo, Dan Aguru. Referee, Tom Reeves. Assistant referees, Justin Amy, Adrian Tranter. Fourth official, Gary Parsons. No room for racism. The Arsenal Foundation, helping young people fulfil their potential through education and sport.
adidas.com/Arsenal. Where we belong.
Premier League. 30 years of stories. 30 years of lungs busting, nets bulging, audacious goals, outrageous flicks, academy breakthroughs, legends return. 30 years of gasps, groans, chants. Full-time cheers, full-time tears, saying we were there. But that's not all. The game is just the start. 30 years of supporting communities. 30 years of investing in the wider game. 30 years of thrilling football. Made possible by 30 years of your support. Premier League.
Adidas. Arsenal. New 22-23 third kit. Available now at the Armoury and ArsenalDirect.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.